It's fantastic news, and I think part of the reason can be attributed to the high numbers of manufacturing jobs as a percentage of jobs in Buffalo.
Arthur Wheaton is with the Cornell International Labor Relations School in Buffalo. Wheaton tells WBFO News he believes the new unemployment numbers are attributed to an increase from traditional auto manufacturing and the region's emerging new manufacturing sector.
It's not just the big names that add jobs in the area. There's a lot of smaller companies that do parts and products related to the auto industry. So the auto industry has been increasing its sales from a low a few years ago to we're going to get close over 15 million this year. So there's a nice trickle down effect. And I think Buffalo's also been able to expand in the medical corridor, and a strong college-educated workforce has helped as well.
Wheaton believes this might be a trend that could last.
I'm optimistic. I think that we will continue to see more people get jobs, and we'll see the unemployment rate go down, but that doesn't mean that we're going to have full employment very soon. But I think there's a lot of positive signs in the economy. I think if we could get more of the construction workers working on major projects.
The Buffalo Niagara jobless rate is also at a six-year low for the month of June, but the 7.4% rate is still higher than the numbers we experienced before the Great Recession hits. Still, Wheaton says the Buffalo region's secret of good living is helping spur a better economy, improving the business climate, and attracting new companies to the area. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.